everyone, it's Shane.
It's Christian.
You are listening to Plastic Hungry Enzyme.
Wait, what the fuck?
That's what we're called. We're called Plastic Hungry Enzyme.
What the hell does that mean?
It's an enzyme that eats plastic.
Okay.
It was discovered in Japan.
There is such a thing?
Yeah, and they're
Does it eat microplastics?
Is that just really small bits of plastic?
It just sounds the same, same kind of thing.
Well, I asked everyone about the name for our podcast, and when I said Plastic Hungry Enzyme, everyone went, that is the shittest name I've ever heard, so we are definitely using it.
Okay, but what kind of podcast is this then?
This is going to be great news you know, great news you don't know. So we're going to pick one story that has been all over the news this week that everyone's talking about, and we're going to add fuel to the fire by talking about it even more, which is not going to be beneficial to anybody. And then we're also going to pick a story that no one knows that happened this week and talk about it.
Okay, so what's the first one?
Okay, so the first one is great news that you know. So this is what's been in the news. So tell me some things that have been in the news.
For my sins, I don't really watch the news that much. I kind of avoid the news, find the news very...
This is one of the reasons
why we're
doing
it. It's really
hard,
it's really difficult, you know?
It is. What happened
this week? They use long words. And I think...
no, that probably is the main story of the week, which is like the US and the UK and France launching strikes against Syria. But no, we're not going to talk about that because that's not funny. I can't really go anywhere with that. That's very sad.
It just makes me feel numb.
It does. Mm. Yeah, it's really crap. No, someone this week released a book.
Right. Was it me?
No, it wasn't, because yours is out in 2 weeks, which you've already said.
Is it?
God. We'll just do adverts for your book after the podcast. No, who wrote a book this week, released a book this week?
I don't know, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think.
Kind of like a political book and figures about his memoirs.
So there's been a book about Joyce or something. I don't know.
James Comey. Do you know who that is?
The name rings a bell.
Former director of the FBI. He was fired by Donald Trump because of his investigations into, you know, like Russia colluding with the Trump administration to get him arrested.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, really interesting man. So basically, if you remember, a week before the election between like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, he reopened the case file against Hillary Clinton regarding her emails and essentially handed Donald Trump the presidency, which is what some people think. So it's very difficult to know what side he's on. It's very difficult to know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but we do know that he's probably a good guy because he thinks Trump is a douche.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. And in the book, some shocking pieces of information come to light.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you one of them?
I mean, we already learned the sort of, obviously the kind of, was it like a week before Trump was elected? It was the kind of him saying those kind of misogynistic things. You know, remember that footage of him?
Yeah.
Saying, that's, to be honest, like there's that, and then there's like, there's loads of stuff.
Yeah, there has. And unfortunately, I was being a bit sarcastic. This doesn't really add any fuel to the fire. It's just basically a revelation that Trump is a bad end.
So it's just further information. Does he eat Big Macs? Kind of 3 Big Macs a day? You know, because he's paranoid about being poisoned.
Yeah, he goes to McDonald's.
Also, he locks his own door, which is kind of against the White House policy because the security guards should be able to have access.
Okay. I didn't read that. But apparently, yeah, James Comey, so really interesting man. 6'8". 6'8". Man. Giant man. If he went to Southeast Asia, people would worship him. Do you know what I mean? They tried to mount him upon him with giraffes.
Like a giant statue of Buddha.
Yeah, a moving Buddha.
I feel like we're being whatever, racist against tall people, whatever that word is.
Well, interesting. Yes, but because he was so tall, he grew up with, he had a lot of bullying in his life. He was bullied relentlessly at school, apparently. And because of that experience, it allowed him to kind of detect...
We as a podcast, we are very anti-bullying. We just think this is the worst thing in the world.
Sometimes it's kind of needed to bring someone down to earth, but not long term. sorry. Not good, is it? He's very interesting. He starts off talking a lot about the mafia. He was instrumental in kind of disabling a lot of the Mexican drug lords. Mm. And he makes a very good comparison between Trump and... the mafia, and you know, this kind of ego-driven bullying. And he had a brilliant quote. I think this is lovely. He said, Donald Trump never laughs because in order to laugh, you have to acknowledge that somebody else has the art of conversation.
Hmm. That's interesting.
To laugh with someone, have banter, yeah. That person is obviously responsible for making you laugh. So that kind of places you as being their equal or something. I never thought about that.
I've heard things about, like, I was talking to someone who's a singer and she said that, like, the way he talks, it's like his body isn't, like, his body, like, there's so much tension in his face.
Yeah.
And, like, in France, they call it, like, a coup de poule, which is like a chicken's ass.
A what?
A coup de poule. So it's like you're...
It sounds delicious.
You talk like this. You know, everything's very like... Because you're just basically... He's so so guarded as an individual. I mean, that doesn't surprise me that he also doesn't laugh ever because he doesn't want to show his soul.
No. So again, it's a bit like the Fire and Fury book. Nothing really interesting. No real good revelation, but definitely a good read. Wouldn't really encourage people to buy it because it's a bit expensive. So maybe just like shoplift it. Steal it from your neighbour or library, always a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Library. Good. Say that thing in French again, could you?
Coup de poule.
That sounds yummy.
And coup de poule, yeah.
Mmm. That creme. Mmm. Oh no, it's a chicken tarzal.
That's
disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Okay, so, moving on, great news that you don't know. So, something happened in the news this week.
Am I supposed to guess this as well?
Well, not really, because it's news that you would not know, but I'll make it kind of that you can guess a bit. So, 250 different priests from 50 different countries.
Fucking Irish.
I'm just like, the opening of any Irish
story. Yeah, any Irish anecdote. Like.
No, this is not an anecdote. 250 priests from 50 countries went to the Vatican City this week. Why?
Is it very controversial?
No pedo jokes.
Is it training them not to be pedos?
No. No pedo jokes. Is it Michael Jackson's birthday? No.
Don't think Michael Jackson was a Catholic.
Was he not a Catholic? Well, I think he was a Catholic.
Probably was.
Go on, tell me.
I mean, lots of priests go to the Vatican. It's not an interesting... So I'm not criticising your story, but it just...
Well, you are.
It doesn't sound like anything interesting is going to... You know, it's like, oh, you know, they're Catholics and they're going to Vatican City.
But they're all going together. At the same time.
It's like a conference.
Yes, it is. They're being trained in something. What are they being trained in?
I don't know how to fucking...
Exorcisms.
Ah. That's still a thing.
Seriously, yeah. According to BBC, which is not really the most reliable news source sometimes, 500,000 people in Italy seek the advice of a priest that has been trained in an exorcism. Demand has rocketed. The course is 7 days long and it costs 300 euros. And priests from all over the country, from all over the world, go and take this course to learn how to become an exorcist.
They pay for themselves, or does the Vatican cover the costs? Like the flights and everything? It's like, you know how sometimes if you're a university conference, like it would be covered by your, you know, university.
I don't know.
I mean, because they wouldn't, like, priests aren't very wealthy.
But right? They're paid by the people they have to then pay back. So I don't know. I don't know where the 300 quid comes from. I'd love
How
to
do you
it.
Find enough people who like, have the devil inside them?
I mean, you could find enough people that think they have the devil inside them. That would not be very hard.
Yeah.
But can you imagine, like, the reason why I thought this story was interesting, what is the curriculum going to be like? Like, is there a course book? What's the material? Day one. Exorcism, a history, you know. Day two, how to spot the devil.
So there's like a standardised sort of way
curriculum.
Of educating someone in performing an exorcist. Apparently. Have they seen The Exorcist, for example?
I don't know. Maybe that's what they watch.
Fucking love that music.
Yeah. Maybe they just watch that over and over again for 7 days.
I really like that film. That film scared the shit out of me when I was 14.
I slept with my sister for quite... Sorry, that sounds... sounds sexual. Sorry, that's weird. I slept in the same bed as my sister for like months after that movie.
Are you serious?
I was convinced the devil was going to possess her, which is not something that, you know, I mean, and I was 22.
I don't know if you're joking.
No, I am joking.
Okay,
no.
And I'm just like,
I'm joking about being 22. I was like 11, but I really did do that. I was terrified of it. I don't think a movie will ever be that terrifying again.
But because it was a big thing, because it hadn't been shown in England on TV until 2001, And I remember...
It was banned in Ireland.
It was on a Saturday night, and I remember pretending to fall asleep on the sofa. So my parents didn't know that I was going to watch... Because I'd planned, I wanted to watch it, because I was like, I have to watch this.
Yeah.
It's going to be like amazing. And in fairness, it really scared the shit out of me. I watched it again like 3 years ago, and I was just like...
The makeup.
This haunting thing. And even like the picture of the film, you know, when you see the advert, you just got this kind of dark street, and then this building, and just a tiny light, and it's just... You know, that's where the devil is, you know, it's just like, fuck.
The briefcase.
The music's amazing. I bought the soundtrack by Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells.
Yeah.
Every single track is exactly the same.
Oh, no.
Give or take one effect. So the first is
like, it Jubular or Tubular?
Tubular.
Oh, I kept calling it Jubular, which is not really a word.
It's just not a word.
No. Don't know what Tubular
like tuberculosis. Kind of, I mean, it's got nothing to do with that. Anyway, track one's just like... Track two. Track three.
Keep going, this is gripping. This is gripping.
And then the last one's like...
Oh, I was being
a guitar solo over the top. And he's really like... He knows that he's got a sound, and he's not gonna fucking... veer away from that fucking sound, and you know...
But that's what you two did, and Enya, and they're pretty successful.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, actually,
in this pod, yeah, we're not talking about Enya or you two.
Or you two, yeah.
I did see Enya's house about a week ago.
Do you not think, though, if you could just imagine it with loads of priests lined up with crucifixes, sort of going Expelliarmus?
It's not Harry Potter, Shane.
But it's very similar, isn't it? Like,
no, it's Catholicism.
It's very similar.
It's not, and the Vatican isn't Hogwarts.
It's very similar. It's just like, I think if you walk into...
Sorry.
Christian knocked our microphone. If you walked into the room and you just saw loads of priests in robes pointing crucifixes and yelling like, how is that not Harry Potter?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Just old Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Colostomy Bag.
What? It's like your Voldemort.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Colostomy Bag. It's a book I've been trying to write. It's like when they're all old in a Hogwarts nursing home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. What is wrong with this? If they had a nursing home, it wouldn't be in Hogwarts because that's a school. But yeah.
It is true.
But when you get really into the depths of Harry Potter, it becomes quite sort of theological, doesn't it? Or, you know, it's the sort of good versus evil.
There you go.
Anyway, so now we're going to talk about...
Person of the week!
Is it me?
Huh?
Is it me in my new book? I'm calling it a book, it's a pamphlet, it's not even a book.
I was just going to say,
yeah. You
don't write books. When did you write a book?
It's a pamphlet of poems.
A pamphlet?
Yeah.
I've never heard the word pamphlet in a modern context.
Yeah, it's basically in poetry circles because no publisher has enough money to make books. So they just make pamphlets. It's like...
Pamphlets?
It's like flimsier. And less... good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But no, you're not the person of the week. I was going to do Barbara Bush, but I thought there's no way I can do Barbara Bush because I'm going to say her name sounds like a cheap porn star.
Well, it sounds like Bob Brush or something, which was like, you know, it just sounds shit.
Bush. Yeah. It must be one of the worst names ever. But I didn't want to say that because it's disrespectful. We can edit that. But no, person of the week. Okay, so this is a person that you're not going to know. Let me see if I can pronounce his name properly, because he's got a bit weird. Okay, his name is Bryntyr Carl Briggeson. Where do you think he's from?
Scandinavia.
Yes.
Which one? I mean, do you want me to list all the Scandinavian countries? Iceland.
There's four.
Iceland.
Yes, that's correct.
Four.
Yeah. So, he is from Iceland, and he has autism.
Okay. Is that your story?
No.
Are you just saying... Well done.
No. No, sorry, that wouldn't be a very interesting story. What might be kind of interesting, because he must probably be the only autistic person in Iceland, because it has like 7 people in it.
Yeah.
Just you and me, Betty, Margaret, Francis, and Clint, and then where's Bryntyr? He must be the one that has the autism.
Sure, except you've given all the other Irish names, but that's fine.
Yeah. So what he did... was he took 11 months and 700 hours and built the most accurate replica of the Titanic using original blueprints and like archaeological evidence and a lot of info. And it took him, he used 56,000 pieces of Lego.
Jesus. Can you visit it?
Yes, you can visit it. In the this is what really gets me. In the Titanic Museum, which is located in
Belfast.
No, this is another Titanic Museum, which is located in a beautiful place called Pigeon Forge, which is in Tennessee. I don't even think Tennessee has a coastline. But just,
it's like the whole story is mad because you get this guy from Iceland and he spent 11 months. To be honest, you'd expect it to take longer than 11 months. I mean, he must have not had a job.
Yeah.
You know, and he built this thing out of Lego and now it's in Tennessee and it's the Titanic. There's too many different things.
Yeah, well, apparently he wanted to do it since he was 10 years old. He's been obsessed with the Titanic, and
film, another great film,
brilliant movie, brilliant movie. And he's now 15 years old. So I just thought, what a cool story, what a random way to spend your time. But I mean, I haven't built anything. I tried to build a Millennium Falcon as a jigsaw, and it was too complicated.
Did you?
Yeah, my mum sent away and complained that it was too complicated, and they sent us back Manhattan 3D.
I love that your mum complained to a jigsaw company for just being difficult.
Yeah. She felt the age that was written, like ages 9 and up, was wrong. It wasn't wrong, I was just completely fucking retarded. But, yeah.
They probably couldn't write that back and say,
No. Have you considered that your son is an idiot? No. Fantastic. So yeah, that's my person of the week.
I like that.
It's a nice one.
Perhaps we could get the our listeners to suggest a person of the week and we could sort of pick our favourite one. No?
No.
Alright.
No, I do that.
Alright. We don't want any kind of interaction with our listeners. We hate our listeners.
I hate them.
There are two listeners anyway.
They are.
One of them's Caroline and she's studying for her exams. So she's not even listening.
No. And the other one is my mum and she stopped listening since I said that she sent those things away. But no, on a serious note, listeners, do send us in things that you would like us to talk about. Great stories that you know and great stories that we don't know.
And also just send us feedback about how great we are.
An African
and
drum.
If you have any questions about my poetry as well.
I don't think anyone will have questions about your poetry. I don't think anyone...
Any questions, you know, any...
Yeah. Why would you ask someone a question about a poem? You just kind of take it as it is, really.
Just like, are you great? Yeah, I am great.
Or could you please explain what the fuck this is?
Are you one of the best poets around?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. But you don't really need them to ask that question.
I mean, you know, just they can confirm it.
Okay. Well, guys, that's all we have time. I'm just like completely ignoring you. Guys, that's all we have time for this week. Join us next week. Now I'm gonna go for a shit and a Twix.